Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Brittany, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, to be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, all that He is doing, and all that He will do. A prayer for peace. O God, the source of all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near, that you would meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. We're going to be reading the first 20 verses of Psalm 37. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. For they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil desires. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draws the sword and bends their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine they have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this passage of Scripture, the phrase fret not stands out to me. We see it used three different times. My initial understanding of the word fret was worry or to concern myself. But when I looked it up, the biblical usage of the Hebrew phrase is to be hot, furious, burn, to become angry. So in this text, we see that David is giving us clear instruction to not be angry when we see others around us prosper and succeed when they do wrong or evil. Rather, he tells us to be faithful to the Lord, to commit our ways to him, and to trust that he will act on our behalf, that he will be with us, and that ultimately we will receive our full inheritance as his children, which is reunification with him as he restores all things back to himself. Have you ever had someone wrong you and seemingly experienced no consequences? Has someone at work slighted you to get ahead? Has someone said untrue things of you to build themselves up? These are just a few examples that come to mind as I think through what this might look like in my own life. In those situations, I know my instinct is to be angry or to strike back with words or justify myself. But yet God calls us to respond differently. In verses 5 through 7, he reminds us, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. My question for myself and for you this morning is, do I trust that God will act on my behalf, that he will not forsake me, and that he will provide for me? God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the instruction that you give us, that you thought to take care of us by giving us your word. Thank you for this instruction, Lord, that encourages us to be faithful to you above all else, above acting on our own instincts or devices when we see others prosper or when we are wrong or when maybe we don't see how we are going to prosper. Lord, I pray this morning that if there are any ways that I am struggling to trust that you will act on my behalf, that you will go before me, will you reveal those to me? Will you root them out in my heart and help me to give them over to you and to trust that you tell me that you will act on my behalf, that you will bring forth righteousness at the light, you will bring forth justice at the noonday. God, we thank you for time with you today. We thank you for your presence with us. God, we love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.